Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
You have to define yourself as a character. For me, I am Danny Z, and super excited to be a part of this. And I'm here because the character that I have developed has allowed me to showcase what I do, how I do it. And that's how I'm going to start the talk for you. How do you define the character that you are? I met a man once who said that he was really, really happy with just getting by, just doing basic things. He had a basic job, basic timetable. He had been married for many, many years, and he was quite satisfied with the life that he was living. And I often wonder, is that enough? Now, if that's you, and I've just defined you or explained a characteristic that is you, that's great. For me, I just wanted something more. I wanted something different. I don't know. I needed to push myself a little bit farther. So for the man that was just satisfied with that 9-to-5 job, with that life of normal living, I guess is how you would describe it, that's great. But for me, I knew I needed more. Now, when I look back at my life and the character that I am today, it isn't who I started to be. It's who I became. I started like many of you did. I mean, we can look back at our backstories and see. I came from a broken home. My parents were divorced very young. I grew up with poverty. All of those things, they're not stories that you would never have heard before. What stands out with me? What makes me a little bit different? I didn't have opportunities that made me strong. I didn't have really people around me that lifted me up. So I had to decide who I needed to be as a character very, very young. And when I was 13 years old, I got my first full-time job that I worked at after school. And I got that job because of my character. I'll make the story very small, but it was a pig farm of all things. I had the opportunity to work at the farm labor pool. And in Canada, where I reside, when I was young, we would go to the farm labor pool early in the morning, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you would stand and you'd raise your hand and they would look for people who were picking peaches or picking apples or all of those things. And I was a child, so I would never get picked. And then as the people got picked and there was less and less and less people, the jobs get worse, the jobs that nobody really wants. And finally, it got to me and a pig farmer there, Albert Neufeld was his name. He gave me the opportunity to come with him to a farm of all things. And the job itself was literally shoveling pig manure. And he said to me, you're not going to like this job. You sure you want to go? But I needed the work. When I went there and I worked for him, I gave it my all, even though I didn't want to do it. And I can remember at lunchtime him coming and asking if I wanted to go home. I said, no, I would be fine. Secretly, I was crying. Like it was just such a struggle. At the end of the day, when my job was finished and he was driving me back, he gave me my pay. And I said, don't we get paid at the end of the week? And he said, most people don't come back. Well, the next morning, I went to the farm labor pool, and when I seen him, I just walked over and got in the truck, and he was shocked that I was showing up, so to speak. I think the honest answer is I wasn't showing up for him. I wasn't even showing up for the job. I was showing up because my character was just that, somebody who shows up, somebody even at a very young age. I recognized that the character of who I was and what I needed to be was important, and I told the man that I would come back, and I did. We worked together for probably another 6 months, 7 months. And I eventually stopped getting picked up in the morning and I would ride my bicycle out to his farm. And when I was out at his farm, I gave it the best, even though I was young and I earned a paycheck just like anybody else. One time I was riding my bike out to the farm and when I got there, the barns had burned down. And unfortunately, the pigs had perished. And Mr. Neufeld knew that I needed the job. And he came out and he gave me a week's pay and he apologized. And I rode my bike home. So the character that I played in that role really As much as I can look at it as that of a child, the honest answer is the character was somebody who said I would be there and stood up to be there. And I knew very early on that if I wanted to find success, the character that I had to be for me. So the start of my talk about character development is that it doesn't matter what you want to do, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. Like the man I started to tell the story of, who was very satisfied with his life, an easy job, 2.3 children, a dog, a house with a picket fence. He was very satisfied with that. And that's great if that's what he wants. The character of who I wanted to be wanted more. Even from a very young age, I knew I wanted more. So when you consider who you are, it has to be for you, and it has to be a character that you're proud to play. When you have that character, or when you decide who that character should be, it's about character development. It's about where you want to go with that character. For me, Danny Z is an easy one. I mean, my name is Daniel Pollan, and I use the Z's because I started my career as a hypnotist. Now, the Z's just made perfect sense. I was putting people to sleep for a living. Danny Z's, it seemed to work. Now, my life has went down many paths since then, but the Z's carried me through. It certainly started the ridiculousness of the life that I have today. When I started to create the character Danny Z's, it wasn't the character that I am. I thought that being a magician, a hypnotist, an illusionist, any of those things required that old school mentality. My very first show, October 4th, 2004, I was in a full tuxedo. I had the tails, I had all of it. And when I walked out on stage, I walked out and performed for an audience. And I believed that that's what I should have done to be an entertainer of that form, that magician. I had this idea that I was supposed to be in tails, I was supposed to have that look, and my assistants were supposed to be dressed in black and all of those things. The problem was, I was really being a character for somebody else. I wasn't who I was. It was what I thought it should be. So when you consider your own character development, are you steering the path of who you are because you think you need to be something that you've seen? Now, that path, when my career started, taught me that I can't let a preconceived notion of what something should be define who I should be. So when I look back at the magicians of the world, the greats, and seeing them in their tuxedos, I found myself mimicking that, and that wasn't very good for my character. I was just playing somebody else. So as my shows developed, I recognized that I didn't feel as comfortable in that suit or in that look. I just wanted me to be me. And now when I do a show, and I'm proud to do a show all over the world, I tend to be in a t-shirt, a pair of jeans, and a pair of white running shoes. And that's really who I am. I don't have to pretend to be somebody I'm not. If the product that I'm bringing forward, if the character that I've developed, if the entertainer and the talk and everything that I'm showcasing is strong enough, it shouldn't matter how I look. Now, I do think everybody should present themselves clean and in a proper fashion, no matter what they're doing. I think it's just respect to yourself and it's respect to others. But for me, I needed to feel good and look good for what I thought was right in order to be the best version of myself. So my success started to happen because I started to believe in who I was as Danny Z's. So I felt as though my work ethics were good. I felt that I was comfortable in my own clothing, but I had to get comfortable with me. I struggled with being comfortable with me, and I'm sure that this will resonate with a lot of you that are joining me here today. When I look back at my failures and my shortcomings, when I consider where I was and where I'm going, I can look back at a ton of failures. I can look bad at pe at back at people perhaps that I didn't treat fairly. I can look at lost relationships, perhaps my ex-wife or relationships that I've had that perhaps I failed or didn't give them the best versions of myself. I can even look back at loss and grief, the loss of my son or the loss of my father or people who I grieve every single day. I couldn't allow all of my shortcomings to come with me. I had to not shelf them, and I think shelf them is the wrong word. Shelf defines something that you would put there and save it for later. Yeah, I just couldn't do that. I had to find a way to discard my problems as though I would a piece of paper. I use that term. It's a hypnosis term that we talk about a great deal. We talk about your problems. If I'm helping somebody quitting smoking or losing weight or improving their golf game, it doesn't matter what we're working on. When I help somebody through their struggles and I tell them, your problems need to be discarded as a piece of paper. Now, the reason why that's so important to me, or it defines how I look at it, is if I were to take a piece of paper and crumple it up and throw it away, I never go back looking for it. We never go through the trash of yesterday trying to find that piece of paper. When we've discarded that receipt or that note, we've let it go. So with your problems and the things that are harboring and holding you back, you can't let them define you. You have to say to yourself, I got to throw that away. And you can't look back for it. You got to let it go. I want you to know, if you're a part of this, if you're reading this, listening to this, any of these things, the honest answer is you have all kinds of things that you can't change. You can be sorry for them. You can apologize for them. You can reach out to somebody and own your shortcomings. But what good is it for you to carry it forward with you? What's the best version of you? And does it deserve to come along for the ride? I'm sure you've heard the analogy of people talk about the yellow school bus, so to speak. And my life is like that. My life is like a bus, and I'm the driver, and I'm in the front of the bus, and I am going to a specific direction. I'm starting at point A, and I'm going to point B. I'm heading to my own success. Well, when I look back at the seats behind me, there's probably 40 seats on my bus. Some seats are real close. The seats that are close, I can turn and talk to that person. They're so close, I can look at them. It could be my spouse or a child or maybe a best friend, but they're right there. And I'm like, hey, how are you? I can talk to them. Then there's more seats that follow farther behind, all the way to the back. When I look back at those seats and those people, they're the people who add value in my life. They're the people who are going in the same direction as me. They're people who have gotten onto the bus and said, I believe in you. I believe in the direction you're going, and I'm willing to come along with the ride. They're my silent travelers that support my character and who I am. Well, sometimes you get one of those people that don't necessarily believe in you or are not a strong support. Perhaps it's a friend or a family member that has some negativity. And even when you talk to them or visit them, they kind of bring you down or they're saying those things. Well, I'm the guy that ding, ding, I pull that bus and scoot them off the bus. I only have so many seats. There's only so many people that I can be on the bus with me. And I can say to you that if that person is not going in the same direction as me or not sharing that positive change or that influence, I got to let them go. And it's hard to let somebody go, especially if it's somebody that you care about deeply, your best friend. You might have known them for 50 years. If they're not going in the same direction as you, they're not helping you with your character development, and they're not helping you overcome the things that have held you back in the past, you got to let them off the bus. And it's okay, because on the next bus stop, there is going to be somebody that deserves to be on the bus. There's somebody who's been fighting to get on your bus and sit close to you. And you just haven't stopped because it's already full of people. Some of those people, it's okay to let them go. And you can feel good about it because it's really about you. It takes it back to the character development. It's not about dressing in a suit for me. It's not about how I need to look for you. It's about how I need to look for me. So my bus can't be filled with people that aren't going in a positive direction. So because of that, I have to let them go. And that's how we deal with grief, or that's how we deal with the problems that we have in our life. Is in order to overcome them, we have to accept them, we have to see them, and we have to discard them as though we would a piece of paper. Now, when I got to that point where I felt strong inside, strong enough to overcome the difficulties and to accept my shortcomings and to forgive myself, which is equally important. You have to let things go and forgive yourself. And when you can get to that point and you know that you're going in a specific direction, you have to decide where you want to go and what you want to do. Now, as an escape artist, I can already tell you, hanging from a box or your feet from a helicopter in a straitjacket, don't do that. You don't need to do that. That's stupid. That's my journey, and it doesn't need to be yours. But it doesn't matter what your goal is. You need to see it. You need to see what you want to be. Do you want to be an author, a speaker? Do you want to be the best version of a mother or the hardest worker at your job? Do you want to be a good spouse? It doesn't matter what your journey is. What really do you want to be? So when you decide that character, you've developed that character, you've overcome the things that are preventing you from moving forward as that person, who is it that you are going to be moving forward? Me, Danny Z, the escape artist. That's my next journey. The escape artist, the speaker, the author. That's where I'm going. That's the direction my bus is going. We tend to find ourselves full of, I can't do that. And there's tons of reasons. I can name a few. I can't afford it. That's a big one. I think that we live in a world where we can't afford it. There's so many economical issues that are holding us back. Man, that time of COVID, as we call it, has slowed the train down for so many people. So you can't afford it. Yeah, you probably can't, but can you afford not to? The investment into your future is a good one. It's like buying work boots. You can't go to a work site to do a job if you don't have work boots. Sometimes you have to invest in yourself. So can't afford it is certainly an issue, but it's a journey that you can do. It's something that you can progress towards. If you have to save for those work boots, save for that journey, it doesn't matter what it is. You just put it in your goal, in your mindset that you need to achieve that investment in your future. And when you take those steps in that journey and you work towards it, you'll achieve it and you'll be closer to who you want to become. So you got to get past, I can't afford it. The second thing you got to do is get past the naysayers who don't believe you or believe in you, maybe is a better way to put it. Do you know how many people said, you can't escape the box. You can't escape the straitjacket. You'll never do it. You'll never live. It's on fire. All of the ridiculousness that is my life. I've said it myself, but you can. A few years ago, I was doing a beautiful escape that I think, a box hanging from a crane in France. And I was doing the Got Talent in France, and I brought my daughter. My beautiful daughter, she had taken French classes all of her years, 8 years in school, she had taken French classes. And I thought, who better to go with me to France? It was a gift for me, not just for her, to experience that with my daughter and to take her to all of the things that you want to see in France. This was a gift. And we get there and we're getting all ready for the show. And she puts her hand on me and she says, Daddy, are you worried about escaping the box? And I looked down at her and said, no, honey, I'm not worried about escaping the box. I'm worried about getting into it. And this is a defining moment in our conversation. This is something that I want you to reflect on and understand. If you've ever seen any of my escapes, if you've ever seen anything that I do when I'm not behind the camera or the microphone or doing a talk in some fashion, I am an escape artist. And getting in the box is the hard thing. Once I'm in the box, I know I have to pick the locks and escape the shackles and clip on the safety line. But having the ability to step in means I'm putting my health and safety at risk. No one can help me at that point. I'm stepping forward at that point, and the risk is mine to take. And I remember afterwards even reflecting on it and thinking about that as I'm sharing it with you now. Stepping into the box is the hardest thing. I wouldn't be talking. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't take that first step. And it's the scariest one because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what's going to go on the other side. Look around you. You're in a box right now. You're in a house that you'd like a bigger one. Don't you need to escape that? You're at a job that you wished you didn't have and you're hoping to have a better one. That's just another box that you have to escape. Perhaps you're in a relationship or you have a friendship or something that confines you as though they're chains. It's just not where you want to be. You got to pick those locks. You got to rid those chains. You got to escape that box and you got to go to that next level. The worst part about it is taking that first step, knowing that you're in the box. Everything else will happen. You got to set that ball in motion. You got to prove to yourself, the character who you've become and who you need to be, that you're strong enough to escape. That's really what it is. Look at absolutely everything in your life and define it as a box. Your time, you're boxed into 1 hour. Your minute is 1 minute. Your job, your home, your relationships, your children, your car is a box. Everything that we do is really confining us in some fashion. So it's okay if that's where you want to be, but if you don't, what are you doing to escape it? What are the steps that you're setting up in order to go beyond the impossible can't that you're dealing with right now? And for me, that's what life is. It's about going beyond that. It's beyond impossible. So every day I look at my life, I've come to terms with my shortcomings. I've created my character. And now, as I escape can't, I look beyond impossible to the things that I want to achieve in the next few years for the rest of my life. One of the things, having lost my father, my son, and a number of people around me, is I recognize that the days are so short. Tomorrow could be my day. I hope not, but it could be. Might be yours. I can say to you that at nighttime, when I put my head down on the pillow, when I decide it's time for me to go to sleep, it doesn't matter about my children or my wife or my friends. I'm alone with myself. And when I'm laying there, I have to totally be happy with what I got out of the day. I have less of them moving forward. So, how do I feel about who I am, what I've done at the end of the day when I close my eyes? So I've really made it a mission for myself to make sure at the end of every day I've achieved some level of success, even the smallest level. When I look at the accolades of what I've done, 5,000 shows worldwide, 15 Got Talents, a couple of world records, it's not because I'm great at what I do, or I'm good looking, or I have super talents. It's because I set a goal. And I work towards it no matter what I need to do to achieve that level. It doesn't matter what. So if I want a world record or I want to do a show, it's not easy, but I'll take a step towards it. I'll send an email, I'll make a call, I'll create a video, I'll do something, and then I'll do something else tomorrow and something else tomorrow. And eventually I'll be close enough to that goal that I can reach it and pulling forward, and I'll do that. So today, as we all talk about all of the things that are going to make us escape the reality of where we are and go beyond our natural means and become somebody fantastic, today, when you put your head down and you look at this, have you taken the steps to get the best version of yourself today? Have you done everything that you needed today? Are you satisfied that you took a step to escape what confined you? At the end of the day, you can say that it's a good day. It's a very good day. When I look back at my entire life, I lost so many days, so many times, so many opportunities I missed. I can't afford to miss them moving forward. So, as you listen to this and share and be a part of all of this, really take a look back at your yesterdays. And make sure they don't define your tomorrows. Make sure that from this very moment, you have good character development, you have overcome and forgiven yourself of the things that have held you back, you've escaped all of the reasons why you can't do something, and you've moved beyond impossible to where you're going to be tomorrow. And if you do that, we'll all be on the same bus. And I can't wait to see where you're going. And I hope that you let me come along for the ride. So I am Danny Z. I am so proud to be here. And I appreciate each and every one of you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.